Surrey Hills,
Mossman,
Homebush,
Botany,
Cameray,
Kings Langley,
Greenwich,
Cronulla.
On ABC Radio Sydney, this is Breakfast.
Of course, we're talking about Christmas shopping and about, making sure you get in early if you are wanting to buy a prezzies. This time of the year, though, we do ask you to spend just a little bit of time thinking about throwing a few bucks towards organisations, charities that are going to help folk who perhaps are having a Christmas season that is going to be a little tougher than others. Every year around about this time, we work with charities to help fundraise, hoping for a little easier, a little happier Christmas for people amongst us. Now, last year, you'll remember we teamed up with the Smith family, and that was a hugely successful appeal. This year, we've decided to team up with Lifeline to launch New South Wales Gives appeal. Now, you've been hearing Tony in the news as the morning's gone on, hearing about the toll that the lockdowns and this pandemic has had on so many people across New South Wales and across Australia. So, we're really happy here at ABC Radio Sydney to be teaming up with Lifeline for a big day of giving.
That's right. And that is going to happen on Thursday, the 2nd of December. But you can always give online just by clicking on abcnet.au/New South Wales Gives. We're going to have a big day of giving next Thursday.
Yep.
And we'll be on, raising money all day long, having that, we'd like to have a bit of a competition with Drive, don't we? Throw down the gauntlet there and see what we can manage. Yes, it's always good fun.
That's tradition, isn't it?
It is.
Yep. So, but somebody who I'm sure is going to be very thankful for your efforts is the CEO of Lifeline Australia, Colin Seary, joins us. Hello, Colin.
Hi, Robbie. How are you?
We know it's been a really tough year for so many people, and for you at Lifeline, you've broken records, haven't you?
Yeah, had your busiest ever, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. And look, while we don't particularly like talking about records, the reality is it's probably been the last couple of years, really, when you think about the bushfires and building through the last 2 years, and just to give you some statistics, I guess, our call helpline, our crisis support line, prior to the bushfires, we would be getting, say, 2,400 calls per day. But on the back of the last couple of years and, the pandemic this year, up over 3,600 calls a day.
Wow.
Really, August just gone were the four busiest days in history. It's been the demand. I guess the positive is that people have been reaching out, which is great.
Yeah.
What happens when someone rings Lifeline? How are you able to help, Colin?
Yeah, look, Wendy, we sit there without judgment and we listen. We're providing hope. That's our whole reason for being. And I think, Wendy, that a lot of people think that when individuals call Lifeline, they're at right at the end of that crisis point, but it's actually not the case. Mm. A lot of the calls are about, particularly during COVID, there were obviously the financial and employment challenges, there were relationship challenges, domestic violence, certainly picked up, youth scenarios as well. So our idea at the end of every call, Wendy, is that to have a plan for someone. And, over 60% of our calls are referred on to other areas to help individuals.
And tell us about those, that person who's at the end of the line, when you ring 13 11 14 and you're in a pretty serious situation, desperate situation. Who's at the other end of that line? What's the kind of profile of that person? Yeah. Where do they come from?
Yeah, look, it's a real mixture, Robbie. We have over 4,500 amazing volunteers around the country, and they get it through a very significant training period. And they're not, mental health experts in that regard, but people from all walks of life who really want to commit time to help others. So, it's really quite diverse.
Yeah. Okay. Give us a little bit of an idea of what you are expecting the next couple of years are looking like. I mean, hopefully we're going to be out of this I guess, out of the lockdowns and out of some of the effects of this pandemic coming up next year. But a lot of the other issues that we're seeing around us are going to continue. I take it there's always going to be a need for services like Lifeline.
Yeah, look, absolutely. I think, once again, if you look at the history and the research of other crises, that the mental health impact hits people at different times and different ways over the journey, and this will be no different. You know, for example, yesterday we had over 3,300 calls. Sunday is often a big day for Lifeline, and we know that the demand for the services is going to increase, and that's why we've expanded in that the digital side of things into text and chat, because we just need to get anyone, anytime, any place, any channel. We need to be ready for them. But we know that over the next 2 or 3 years we're going to be needed, which is great. That's our reason for being.
Yeah, so we are talking to Colin Seary this morning, the CEO of Lifeline Australia. Tell us how Lifeline is funded and Colin, and what you'll be doing with the money that is raised.
Yeah, look, it's a mixture, Wendy. We have terrific support from the federal government and the New South Wales government in that regard. We also have a range of corporate supporters as well, and some very kind people who donate on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. But look, the funding will go towards fundamentally answering more calls. And we know that, in this Christmas period, whilst for a lot of people it's a time of joy, for a number of people in our community it's a really challenging period. And typically our calls increase quite significantly over this period, and on the back of the couple of years we've had, and particularly this year, we expect that to go up again. So it will go towards training more crisis supporters and answering more calls.
Okay.
Well, we are very excited to be involved in your organisation, obviously, for this year. And we should mention next Thursday is the big kind of drive, supporter drive. But you can give from today as well. If you want to go to abc.net.au/NewSouthWalesGives, then that will take you to the page, and you can get in early if you'd like.
I think this feels like a good fit for us, Colin, because we like to, we're here on the end of the microphone here talking to people all morning long. So it kind of feels good.
Yeah, look, just a huge thank you to the ABC. We're so excited to be part of this, and it'll be great. I think, Wendy, your callers or listeners will be able to get access to our amazing sort of crisis supporters who volunteer their time.
We look forward over the next week or so to get to know the organisation a little bit more and speak to some of your councillors and, get a good lift the lid on the place and have a look.
Exactly.
Good-o. Yeah. Excellent. Thanks, Colin.
Terrific. Thanks, Wendy. Thanks, Robbie.
Thanks. There is Colin Seary, the CEO of Lifeline Australia.
Breakfast on ABC Radio Sydney.